The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot, may he continue to succeed. Aslaha V'Arvaha B'chol Ma'asi Yadav. Amen.
Daf Kof Yud Bet. Today's daf is being studied. Lunishmat Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Emma. Yosef ben Sarah ve-Sarah bat Rachel. Inna refana dahem, inna refana dahem, inna refana dahem, betoch shal chole amu Yisrael. Amen. We are starting today's daf on Kuf Yud Bet Amud Lishon, and we are on the second line. Rabbi Chelbo ve-Rabbi Avira ve-Rabbi Yosef bar Hanina ikli'u le'ahu atra. The rabbis came to a certain place. Atu kaimayhu afarseka. They brought in front of them a peach. That was the size of a frying pan of the village of Hinno. The ilfas kfar Hinno and the frying pan of kfar Hinno, kamahave, how big was it? He se'in. It was 5 se'in, which is obviously a very large frying pan. He says approximately between anywhere between 11 and 22 gallons. Achlu shelish, so they ate a third of it, v'hefkiru shelish, and then they just let the third of it, they made it hefker, they made it ownerless. V'natnu lefne behemtam shelish, and they gave a third of it as food for the animals. The shana, the next year, ikla rabbi el-azar lehatam, rabbi el-azar came over, v'aitu lekameh, they brought in front of him also the fruit. But this time he was able to hold the peach in his hand, which means the fruit became shrunk. The Amas, he said, Eres peri limleha mera'at yoshbeba. So he said that the fruit, fruitful land into salty waste. Why? Because of the evil of its inhabitants. Because the averot of the people, so the berachan, the fruit became diminished. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi ikla legabla. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi came to a place called Gabla. Hazan hu dehanehu ketufeh. He saw clusters of grapes, the havu kaime ki agle. When they're hanging off the tree, it looked like a calf. That's how big they were, the clusters of grape. Amar agalim ben agifanim. So look at this, there's calves amongst the vineyards. Amrude ketufen. You know, they said, no, they're clusters of grapes. Amar eres, eres. So he said, land, land, hachnisu perotayich. Bring in your fruits. Lemi at motzi'a perotayich. La'arabayim alalu. Sha'amdu alenu b'hatotenu. What are you producing fruits for? For our enemies, for the Arabs that have destroyed the land as a result of our sins? The shana, the following year, ikla Rabbi Chaya lehatam. Rabbi Chaya came to the same place. Hazanu dehavu kaimek ya'izeh. This time the clusters of grapes looked like goats. They were smaller. Amar izim bin agifanim. He said, what does it mean? You have goats amongst the grapes? Amar le amru le zil lo ta'bid la ki havrach. Go away. Don't do like what your friend did to us last year, which means when the rabbi came last year to be Yeshua, he cursed it. He said, what are you producing such fruit for our enemies? So what happened? They went from becoming like the size of agalim to the size of azim. So now when he said, oh, there's azim over here, they're doing me a favor. Go away. Don't say anything like the Yeshua said last year. You're going to cause him to become even smaller than that. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita b'virchoteh shel Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael enjoys its blessings, a bet se'ah size of land, which is the shi'ud of 50 by 50 amot, which would be 25 square amot, which is, let's say, 50 amot is about, let's say, anywhere between 77 and 95 feet square. So 2,500 square amot. How much does it produce? So the Gemara says, bet se'ah or se hameshit ribo korin. It produces 5,000 kor of produce. Now to understand that, he says one kor contains 30 se'ah, so the ratio of one se'ah to 50,000 kor of produce is 1 to 1.5 million. So therefore, it's a tremendous, tremendous amount of produce per Betzea. So the Gemara says again, Tanu Rabbi Rabbi Brayta, Bebrichoteha Shel Eretz Yisrael, Betzea, which means a field that is 2,500 square amot, Oseh Hameshet Ribo Kurin, makes 5,000 quarter of produce. Bishivatashil So'an, when So'an is a city in Mitzrayim. When it was established, Betzea Oseh Shiv'im Kurim. A Betzea only produced 70 kur of produce. The Tanya, because we have a Braita. The Gemara is trying to compare the greatest city in Mitzrayim, as we're going to see now, with So'an. And in its heyday, it only produced 70 kur. And here you see, in the time of Eretz Yisrael, in its heyday, in its Berachah time, 5,000 kur. So the Gemara says, the Tanya, we have a Braita. Amar b'Meir, ani ra'iti b'Bekat Bet She'an. I was in a place called Bekat Bet She'an. That's in Chutz La'aretz. Mm-hmm. In the valley of Bet She'an, Bet Se'ah, the size of the Bet Se'ah, Oseh Shiv'im Korim. It makes 70 kur. Ve'en lecham me'ula b'chol la'aratzot yoter meretz Mitzrayim. And the greatest country, fertile-wise, out of all the countries, is Eretz Mitzrayim. Shene'emar ke'gan Hashem ke'Eretz Mitzrayim. The pasuk refers to Mitzrayim as the garden of Hashem. And lecham me'ula b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim yoter mitzo'an. And there's no better fertile city and better city than what? Than So'an, which is in Mitzrayim. De'havu marbu ba'melachim. Because there was a city of kings and princes. That's where they all lived. All the ambassadors of the different countries would have their offices set up in So'an. That means it was a very special city. Dichtiv kayu bet So'an sarav. Because in So'an was the ambassadors of the Jewish nation representing the Jews for the king of Egypt. Ve'en lecha terashim v'chol Eretz Yisrael yoter mehebron. And there's no more rocky area in Eretz Yisrael more than Hebron. Because what are they doing in Hebron? There's no planting over there. They just bury people in their cemeteries. They bury the dead people there. And still, Hebron mivune alachat mishvaa b'tzoan. And still, Hebron is seven times more established than So'an. Now, what does that mean? Dichtiv v'Hebron sheva shanim nivneta lefnei tzoan mislaim. The Hebron was established 7 years earlier than So'an. Now the Gemara says, "My nivneta." What does it mean? It was established. If you're going to tell me, "Iliman nivneta mamash," if you're going to tell me that Hebron was actually built 7 years before Tzoran, can't be. Efshar adam bone bayit lebno katan kodem shivne lebno gadol. Does a person build a city for his younger son before he builds a city for his older son? Why? Because both Tzoran and Kenaan, both Mitzrayim and Kenaan, were sons of Ham, and therefore Ham is not going to build Canaan, which is Hebron, which is in Canaan, before he builds a city for his older son, which is So'an, Dishene Emar, which is Mitzrayim. Ubne Ham, the sons of Ham were who? Kush u'Mitzrayim, Ufut u'Chna'an. So you see, the youngest son was Canaan, that's Hebron. And the oldest, one of the older sons was what? Mitzrayim. So therefore, it cannot be that he built Hebron before he built So'an. Ela what? Shemivune alachat mishvaa b'tzoan, which means it's seven times more fertile than Tzoan. That's what it means. It's much more quality land. Hebron, which is the rockiest land. Now, behani mili b'terashim, and that's talking about the rocky part of Hebron, is seven times better than Tzoan. Avas shelo b'terashim. But in the fertile part of Hebron, hamesh me'ah. That's already 500 times greater than So'an. And that's only talking about the time where Israel is not enjoying the blessings. But at the time of the blessings, and the pasuk says it produced me'ah she'arim. So me'ah she'arim, that's 100 times the normal amount. The normal amount is 500. So therefore, 100 times 500. So therefore, 50,000. So therefore, you see how we got to the calculation that it is just saying the times of the blessing produces 50,000 times, which is only So'an in its time, only produced 70 kur. Tanya, we have a braita. Amar bi Yosef. Se'ah bi Yehuda. One se'ah of wheat in Yehuda. Haita osa hamesh se'in. It's able to produce five se'ah. Of what? Se'ah kemach, one se'ah of flour. Se'ah solid is fine flour. Se'ah Subin. One se'ah is bran. Se'ah Mursan. Mursan is coarse bran. And then Se'ah Kiburaya. They call that Kibarium. Let's read the sheet to see what these items are. Se'ah Kemah. Hu Avak Dak. That's the fine dusty flour. Hayotzim and Anapad. It comes out of the sieve when they're sifting. Vahintit Te'onim Berehaim Shil Girisin. They sift the flour in a very wide sieve. Ve'enat Te'onim Dakim. So the small little flour seeps through. And then after the little dust comes out, that's the kemah, they grind it again. They have subin, they boil or they soak the wheat. What happens when they soak the wheat, the chaff comes off it, like the shell comes off it, that's considered like the bran. That's the second time they soak it, so the bran comes, a second course of bran. Then kibureya is kemah she'enu yafeh. That's used for black bread. So therefore, in one se'ah, it produces five se'ah of these different flour that comes out of the different components that come out of the wheat. Amaleh tzeduki Rabbi Hanina. So the certain tzeduki tells Rabbi Hanina, Ya'eh mashbihitu ba be'ar'ichon. So he says it's proper, it is correct that you praise your land. Your land is praised, which means it's good that you praise your land. It's a blessed land. Why? Says my father left to me one se'ah. Mimena mashach, from there I produced oil. Mimena chamar, from there I produced wine. Mimena ibur, that's grains. Mimena kitniyot, and also legumes. Mimena ro'ot miknati, and in that same field, I was able to graze my livestock. So you see, what in one little area, he was able to benefit so many ways. Amaleahu bar amora'a lebar aradi Israel. Bar amora'a is Amori, meaning a non-Jewish fellow. He told that she says, "Ehad b'nei Amori, amali Yehudi tihalat biyatol ha'aretz." When the Jew came to the land. So he tells him, "Hai te'elta the kaima agudad yardena." He says, "This palm tree that's standing by the bank of the Jordan River, kama gadritu mina. How much did you collect from it? Which means how many dates did you harvest from the tree?" Amarle, so the Jew tells him, "Shitin kore, 60 kur." So Amar Le, so the goy tells the Jew, "Lo aili tuba akati." Let's get the Bach's language. Amar Le, "Lo aili tuba akati achrebuha anan," which means you didn't enter the land even, and already you destroyed it. Says you Jews, you came into the land already, and already you destroyed it. Why? Anan ve'avi esim kore hava gazdinan mina. We were able to take from the same tree 120 kur. We already harvested double. Since you Jews came to the land, already you destroyed it. Amar leh, so the Jew tells him, "What did you think I meant? Ana namim mechad gisa kamin alach. I was saying 60 from one side, and therefore from both sides it's 120. So therefore it's the same amount." He don't want to tell him the whole shi'ur, not to get the ayin hara from the goy. But once already the goy is coming along and saying that, you know, you destroyed the ladies. And that one, I said 60, it only meant from one side. Amar Rav Chisda, Ma'idichtiv. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Eten lecha eres chemda nahalat sevi? So the land is compared to a deer. Nahalat sevi. Lama eres Yisrael nimshela lesevi? Why is eres Yisrael compared to a deer? Just like a deer, its skin that does not fit its flesh. So to Eretz Yisrael, there's not enough room for all its fruit. Which means, when a deer is skinned, the skin shrinks. You can never reskin a deer after you skin it, because it becomes smaller. So the same thing with Eretz Yisrael. The fruit is abundant, but the land is too small in order to fit all the fruit. There's no room in the storage houses
to fit all the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. So in that sense, it's like a tzvi. Its flesh is smaller than its skin is smaller than its flesh. Just like the tzvi is more swift than all the animals, af Eretz Yisrael kala mikol ha'arasot lebashel et peroteah. It ripens its fruit faster than any other country. Oh, the Gemara says, if you're comparing it to a deer, e matzevi ze kal ve'en besaro shamed. So maybe you'll tell me that just like a tzvi, while it's a swift animal, but because it does not have a lot of weight, it's a thin animal. Af Eretz Yisrael kala lebashel. Yeah, I'll tell you, Eretz Yisrael, it ripens its fruits quickly. However, ve'en peroteah shemenim. But its fruits are not fat, they're not rich. Tamud lomar, zavat, halav, udvash. That's why he compares the fruits to halav. Shemenim mehalav. They're fatter even than milk. Milk is fatty. Umtukim devash. And they're sweet as honey. Rabbi Elazar ki avas salik le'eretz Yisrael. When Rabbi Elazar, when he was able to go up to Eretz Yisrael, Amari said, Palti li mehada. I've been spared from one of the curses of the Pesukim. Ki samchuhu, when they ordained him to become a rabbi, Amar Palti li metarti. Now I've been spared from the second curse. Ki utbuhu besod na'ibur, when they gave him a seat on the council to make a leap year, which was a certain group of rabbis were in charge of making the calculations for the Adar Sheni, he said, Palti li metelat. Now I've been spared from the third curse that was written in the Pasuk in Yehezkel. Shnei Emar, what does it say? Ayeta yadi el hanevi'im ha'hozim shav. And Pasuk says that God says, my hand will be against the prophets who see worthless visions. Now, what is the curse that says going to happen? So it says, Besod, I'm reading the Pasuk. Besod Ami, the Gemara says, Besod Ami lo yihyu. Which means they will not be in the council of my people. What is that referring to? Zesod ibur. And then what does it say? Ubichtav bit Yisrael lo yikatevu. They're not going to be inscribed in the book of Israel. What's that referring to? Zesimicha. Ve'el admat Yisrael lo yavo. And they're not going to come to the land of Israel. This is referring to kemashma'o, as it reads. And therefore you see the Pasuk says that there's going to come a time where the Hakeim are going to suffer from these three losses. So he says to Be'alazad, I was saved from all three curses. Comes the Gemara, says Rabbi Zera, ki hava salik le'Eretz Yisrael. When Rabbi Zera, when he came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, lo ashkach mebara le'me'evad. So he did not find a ferry that would be able to cross the river to get to the other side. Nakad b'misra v'ka'avar. So what did he do? He took a rope and he went across. Now she says, Nakat b'mitzra, yesh makom she'en geshet. There's a place where there's no bridge. U'mashlichim etz al rochav ha'nahar. So what do? They put a plank across the river. Misafa l'safa, from one edge to the other. Ve'en u'rahav l'lech alav. It's really not a wide plank. Ki imo hez b'yadav b'chebel. You have to hold on to a rope, a string. Ha'matuach le'mal, it's on top. He'menu kashur shnei nashim b'shtei yitodav. Ahad mikan, ahad mikan, b'shtei amri ha'nahar. They put the string on both sides. And he holds on to it as he's walking across a very narrow plank to go across the river so he can get to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Amar le'ahu tzeduki. So a certain tzeduki saw Rabbi Zera doing this, a little dangerous action. He says, Amma peziza. He says, impetuous people. Which is, you people do things very quickly. You don't think. The kadmitu pumaychu le'odnaychu. You prefaced your mouth to your ears, which means when you receive the Torah, you said na'asev and ishma. You always in a rush. You always jump. You put a na'asev and ishma before you even heard what the Torah is. You said we accept it. Then we're going to listen to it. Still akateb pizutaychu kayimtu. You still have this impetuous nature, which means here you're trying to get to Eretz Yisrael. Relax. Wait till the next ferry. What are you going across on these planks over here? You're putting yourself in a dangerous time. So come to give it on, says. Let's just read Rashi. Amat peziza, am bahu, de kadmitu pemaychu leunaychu, betchilatchem yitim behudim, shekdatem na'ase leshma, vodechem, behalatchem, kibetachal lemahel na'asot davar belo ito.
wait until the proper time. So he goes, Amale, Duchtad, Moshe, Aaron, lo zachula. Ana mi yemar de zachinala. He said, can't wait. Here's the land that Moshe and Aaron, they didn't have a zechut to go through. So I'm not going to wait no more, lose this opportunity. And if I have a chance to go now, I'm going to go now. So the Beit Shammai says over here, what do you mean? Moshe and Aaron were punished. There was a gezerah against them. So what's the, what is the rabbi saying over here? So he says that the Bizarah says, no, but die. He knew that there was a gezerah against Moshe and Aaron. But Moshe just asked, let me just cross the Jordan River to see Eretz Israel. And even that he wasn't able to. Now that wasn't a punishment for a certain gezerah. That God did it for other reasons that we don't know. So that's what the reason I was concerned about. That I understand that I don't have the gezerah Moshe Rabbeinu, but he wasn't even able to cross the Jordan to see Eretz Israel. We don't know the reason for that. So therefore he said, if I have a chance to go now, I'm going now. I don't want to delay. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Abba, Menashe Kipe Da'ako. Rabbi Abba, when he got to Eretz Israel, he used to kiss the stones of Akko. Well, some say that she kipe almogim. Almogim is the coral of Akko. Lishna harina kipe de Akko silaim. That's actual stones. Rabbi Hanina metaken matkale. Rabbi Hanina attended to the obstacles and the unevenness of the roads. He would make sure that the roads are straight in Eretz Yisrael. Why? As she says, mishavim metaken machshure ha'il mahmat chibat ha'aretz. He loved the land so much. He didn't want the people to talk bad about Eretz Yisrael. Oh, these roads, they're terrible, they're uneven. So he kept Eretz Yisrael. He lowered himself. But it's not considered lowering himself because he's taking care of Eretz Yisrael. He put himself on the roads, services to make sure the roads are even. Rabbi Asi. Kaime b'shimsha letula u'metula l'shimsha. When they were learning in Eretz Yisrael, they would go from the sun to the shade, and from the shade to the sun. What does this mean? Look at Rashi. Kaime mishimsha letula, kishashemesh yegia lemakom shem yoshvim vegorsim. They were learning outside. When the sun would come down and start beating on them, v'hama mikaderet alehem, omdim misham nishem betzel. So they would go move to the shade. U'mimei atzina, when they were in the shady areas, v'omdim v'natzim yoshvim v'hama, kede shelo yichlu etra'im alishvat Eretz Yisrael. So they don't complain. Because what happens, they're sitting in the sun, so it gets very hot. So they didn't want to come to say, oh, what a hot land, you sweat. So before it got to that stage, they moved to the shade. When they got to the shade, it gets a little chilly, right? They moved to the sun. Did anything in their ability, so they're not going to say a negative comment about Eretz Yisrael. Similarly, to be Chaya bar Gamda min gadir be'afra. What does that mean? He would collect the land, or rolled, actually. He rolled in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. Shneimar, like the pasuk says, Ki ratzu avadecha et abaneha. The servants, they willed, they yearned the stones of Eretz Yisrael, afara yechonenu, and they favored its dust. So the Gemara is teaching us over here a very important lesson, says the Beit Shammai, that what? You're not supposed to complain about anything about Eretz Yisrael. When a person goes to Israel, he cannot come back with any complaints that the food is no good, and the roads are no good, and the accommodations are no good. You see these rabbis, the rabbis went out of their way for what? To say that the land was good, and they went out of their way that nothing should happen to them, or they should be in a position to say something about Eretz Yisrael. Comes the Gemara and continues, Amar Bizera, Amar Yirmiya bar Abba, Dor sheben David ba, the generation that Mashiach is going to come, kategoria betalmidei hachamim. There's going to be great, Rashi says, mastinim, great antagonists, umlamedim choba yamdu alehem. There's going to be great fights that the people are going to have against the talmidei hachamim. They're going to vilify the Torah scholars. There's going to be a lot of critics and prosecutors to the Torah. The Reb Sadok says that these attacks are going to be unjustified. However, it's going to be a punishment for all the years where the Talmidei Chachamim themselves had machloket amongst themselves. So this is going to be a punishment that before Mashiach comes, there's going to be a great persecution and prosecution against the Talmidei Chachamim of the generation. So when I said this in front of Shmuel, Amar, Tziruf, Ahar, Tziruf. which literally means it's going to be, he says over here, a smelting process following a smelting process, which means when a person has metal, so he's trying to purify it from the impurities, like silver, so they melt it down, and they melt it down again, so it's going to be a purging process time and time again. And she says, gezerot al gezerot. One decree against the Tamid HaChamim over another decree. Shnei Emar, ve'od ba'asiriyah. It's going to be a tenth left, which is after they purge the Tamid HaChamim, there will be a tenth of them left. Ve'shava v'yitan le'ba'ir. And they're going to return and they're going to burn those as well. Which is even on the remaining, there's still going to be a tikkun for them as well. As she says, k'shet tish'a halakim ye'avudim, when 9/10 of them already are going to be lost, ve'lo notar kima asirit, and all that's left is what? A tenth, af hi teshuv ha'itan le'ba'ir. All to them, they're going to be purged again for the last time. Tani Rabbi Yosef, bezuzeh, u'bezuzeh de bezuzeh. Now she says, shodidim, ahar, shodidim, which means they're going to be plundered, and then plundered again. Which means even the small number that survives is going to be plundered by the enemies. Amar Rav Chiya ben Asher, Amar Rav Atidin, kol idane serak shebe'eretz Yisrael, shit'anu perot. It's going to be, Bezat Hashem, when Mashiach comes, that all the trees that are barren are destined to bear fruit. Shnei Emar, ki etz nasa firyo, teena vegefen natnu helam. So that she says, ki etz nasa firyo, medichtiv teena vegefen natnu helam. Already it said at the end of the pasuk that what? That the fig tree and the grapevine is going to give their fruits. Hare etz piri amur. We know already fruit trees. So what's the beginning of the pasuk? Ki etz nasa firyo. Ma tamud nomar ki etz nasa firyo. אף ידנה סרק יישאו פרי. הדרן הלך שני דייני גזרות וסליק עליו מסכת כתובות.